sono il gattino, sono la stella del telefonino.
Little Julia Zedda was born the 7th of January, 2008, in Cagliari, Italy, to Alfio Zedda and Eleonora Gallia, the younger sister of her brother, Giovanni. Now, she was a healthy and exuberant child, a mix between her mother's brown eyes and her father's green ones. Her courageous mother describes her as intelligent, serene, joyful, very sweet, and since she was a child, has shown particular attention to the weakest and poorest children, to whom she has always given her beautiful clothes and toys. In kindergarten, she was known to have a very good, diligent, and polite attitude. She was everyone's friend, despite her shyness. Now on January the 18th, 2014, during a party, she began to feel sick. Her parents thought it might be something she ate, and ignored the vomiting and headache. Over the next few days, she vomited again. The pediatrician said that it was viral gastroenteritis, but in the following days, not having diarrhea, her mother took her back to the clinic for a visit. Now, nothing too serious was found apart from just a slight eye problem, but on February the 12th, after an MRI, it is discovered that Julia is in urgent need of an operation as she is ill with cancer. Just 2 days later, she was diagnosed with a 12-hour open skull operation, resuscitation. It begins with examinations and hospitalizations, but doctors immediately had no faith in any chance of survival. This left Julia's parents in great distress, but they clung to the cross of the Lord. Day after day, prayer and fasting were offered for her healing. While she was in the hospital, little Julia cried every time she heard the other children in despair. She would tell her mother to go and comfort them and not make them cry, not knowing that the same torment would befall her. But in those moments, she did not think about it. She could only perceive the pain of others. Little Julia could not understand why an innocent angel like her could suffer so much being locked up in the hospital. Everything was a torment for her and for her parents. Now one morning, Julia took the statue of the Madonna in her hands, held it tightly, and said, "Madonna, where are you? I've always believed in you, but if you don't help me now, I don't believe in you anymore." All of this happened under the desperate eyes of the nurses and relatives who couldn't calm her down. But slowly, she seemed to accept her situation. At one point, it was she who told her mother not to worry. Now one day, she knelt down in pain next to her mother and told her that it didn't matter if Jesus didn't heal her, because she knew that with her suffering, he was healing the other children in the world. This is where she began to show great strength, but it wasn't a strength that came from her, but from the one who we call Heavenly Father. Now while in Cagliari, Julia underwent 30 radiotherapy sessions and 8 chemotherapy cycles. At the end of August, little Julia falls ill and goes into a coma, but miraculously recovers. Another 10 months were spent in the hospital for blood transfusions and chemotherapy. This is where a central venous catheter, or CVC, was placed on her chest to help with blood, platelet transfusions, and chemotherapy. Julia loved the sea. When she went to the beach, she couldn't swim like all the other children because she had a pigtail that came out of her chest. Therefore, the little girl could not take a full shower, or rather, she could not play on the sand, because even a grain could fly and penetrate the catheter, causing severe infections. Many remember this sweet little girl who kindly admired her brother and the other children, who, on the other hand, could easily take a bath. But she never complained. She accepted her condition as a sick child who was forbidden. In October of 2015, eventually, the central venous catheter was removed and she was healed. In March of 2016, Julia was admitted to the hospital in Rome, where a spinal metastasis was found. This time, the doctors gave her a 20% chance of survival. Julia and her mother had stayed in Rome for 8 months, and she started a new high-risk chemotherapy course, plus another 20 radiotherapy sessions at Gemelli. The girl is fine, and so the family then returns to Cagliari for Christmas. But hope is soon betrayed when in February of 2017, a checkup revealed 10 spinal metastases, and this time, the probability of survival drops to 5%. The family is therefore forced to make many flights back and forth. It was a roller coaster of pain and emotion for the family. Julia's hair falls out for the third time. Chemotherapy is a bomb, especially for a girl of her age. Julia prayed a lot and made sure that many people prayed with her and for her. Despite being sick with a bad disease, she still attended Mass, and on May 28, 2017, she made her first Holy Communion. She was anxious and excited to have been chosen to bring the hosts for consecration. Suddenly, everything gets out of hand and the disease advances quickly. But in these difficult times, she continues to give courage to loved ones. One day, she said to her mother, "Mom, you're desperate. You have to become, because the Madonna told me that everything will be fine." Her mother then asked her if she and the Madonna spoke often, to which little Julia replied with a yes and hinted at how Our Lady would speak to her in her heart. An interesting thing to note is that Julia often dreamt of Our Lady and then of merciful Jesus. She even saw the red and blue rays that gushed from the heart of our Lord without knowing that they were blood and water. The Madonna, as Julia called her, appeared dressed in purple. In November, her mother was told that brain lesions were heavily infiltrated and they proposed experimental therapy with new drugs. But she continued to play and prayed with a lot of faith, with the hope of a miracle. Now, she often told the mother that she thought about how much Jesus suffered on the cross and said that her suffering was nothing compared to that of our Lord's. Every now and then, little Julia wept for her beloved Jesus as she was suffering so much. She would have her father kneel down and recite the Pater Ave Gloria together every night before going to sleep. The medical treatment and interventions she undergoes weakens her body, but not her will to live. Despite the pain she underwent, she continues to cheer up everyone she met on her journey. The oncologist requested that she be taken to Calgary immediately, as her head was full of metastasis. From the outside, she looked like a healthy and beautiful little girl. But instead, within 2 months, the monster of her disease took her away to heaven on the 6th of May, 2018. Realizing that she was about to die, one day she went up in silence to a beautiful little room, all colored, with a nice big closet, full of wonderful things collected in the past years. She took her bags, she carefully chose all the Barbies, the squishies. She folds up her t-shirts and leggings, hats, and all her beautiful books. And in the end, she decides to tell her mother about her wish to give everything to children who are less fortunate than her. When Julia flew to heaven, her parents continued to make Julia's colorful dreams of giving to the less fortunate children come true. Julia Zeda, pray for us.
Tu sei.